must be like the piano in my mother's home. You would show me I had something some people call a soul. Sky, oh, you arrived when I was 3 years old. No one knows me like the piano in my mother's home. Couldn't cope. They said that is her time. No, 'tis inside. I kept the feelings close.
Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo. man, I follow you. Proud I follow you. Cause I'm in love with you. Money follow you.
Money follow you.
Banana follow you. Paparazzi follow you. Cause I'm in love with you.
If I offend you.
If I offend you. Because sorry, your baby, take a toe. Sorry, your baby, take a toe.
Paparazzi follow you, cause I'm in love with you.
Kita, kita, kita mina. Your girlfriend, every person.
Mix Monster.
5 FM WFM Medford is 1111. Make a wish. This is the portion of our show where you make a wish.
Yeah.
Make any wish. Make that wish. You're running out of
time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
If you didn't make a wish, it's not going to come true, and you'll be sad for the rest of your life.
Oh, no.
Poor you.
Don't want
Bummer.
That.
Bummer.
Well, we have a very special set of guests with us tonight.
So many special guests. Wow.
We have Michelle and a Georgia with us tonight.
Georgia.
Georgia?
Who are you? You look like Georgia.
You look like Georgia. You smell like Georgia.
You have the last name scent.
Why do you have my birthday? Give it back.
I think we might be twins.
Twins? Are you in The Shining? I love your work with Jack Nicholson.
Oh, great job. That's probably my best work, I would say.
Incredible.
This has been a revelation.
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
I had no clue.
I thought the whole time it was Georgia, but here we go. Yeah,
this is.
What's your name, twin?
Meredith Oldham.
Wow. Just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
Rolls off the tongue.
My middle name's Mabel, so I love Mabel.
Do you know Mabel?
Yeah, I like Mabel.
You like Mabel?
But I'm kind of worried she's going to make the name be less clunky because she's really cool.
And then all the little babies would be Mabel.
You're worried?
Yeah.
Why do you want Mabel to remain a clunky name?
Because I like it to be, like, unique to me.
She wants to be the only Mabel.
Yeah.
What is it with the Oldham family and wanting to be janky? No, seriously, because... or Georgia, like, wanted, she was like, Carpi's questionable.
Yeah.
Let's live there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there are any, like, first years out there listening, Carpenter House, if you're looking for a questionable time, that is the place to go. That is your venue.
Carpi. So many questions.
Okay, so say I am a first year. Mm-hmm. I want to live in a house where, like, there's a big, like, orphanage vibe.
Oh, Carpi is your home base.
I want to live really close to people, yeah, like, but I don't want to talk to them.
Right. Carpenter House. That's what you want. If you ever want to wake up in the middle of the night and see your roommate's face just right there, Carpenter House.
Yeah. It's good for that?
It's good for that. Okay. Oh, it's great.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. I like the sound of that. We gotta... You've got mail. I just got a message from someone who is apparently listening. Who's young Paulina in New York City or Long Island. We don't know right now.
Oh, okay. Wow. She's a mystery.
She's an elusive creature.
Can't pin her down. She's listening?
Yeah, apparently.
Paulina Patel. Wait. Are you allowed to say people's last names on
this? Well, I said mine, so I think.
Yeah, okay.
At this point,
well,
it's all
Paulina, Paulina, hello.
Hello. Hey.
Wait, can we dedicate a song to her?
Yeah, we'll dedicate a song to her.
Okay.
Just send in a song suggestion to us that you want to put into your honor to all of our millions of fans and listeners. Yeah.
We'll memorialize you in it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will. But as it is custom on our show, so titled Egg Hour, we must ask you a few egg-related questions. Oh. Don't we have to, McEgg?
You
need to be christened with your egg
names. Are you going
to
be on Egg Hour and not talk about eggs at all? And answer eggs and, like, think about eggs forever? I don't know.
What the frick if, like, you're not going to adopt this eggy lifestyle?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
So
this is the intro. I love it.
Okay, I'll go first, McEgg. First, I have to christen you with your egg names. So,
right,
Misheg.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
And
Meredeg.
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 Oh, I love it. Oh, yes.
I'm here for it.
Oh, I'm always here for it. Oh, Misheg. I love it. Thank you.
Of course.
I'm truly honored.
Yeah. And then on to the questions.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your favorite preparation of eggs? Yes. You know, this is not just a simple question. This is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
This is metaphysical.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is theoretical.
Yeah.
Where do you go in your mind
cooking eggs? When I think about cooking eggs, I first ask myself, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Whoa.
Wow. Oh.
And I get a little
This is Michelle Wozlik, real scientist.
Taking
biology egg, third egg.
Wow.
Yes. And I would have to say my favorite kind of egg is the egg scrambled.
Wow. What does it say about dichotomies, dualities?
Right. Well, what I love is you take
chaos.
Yeah, yeah. Would you classify an egg as a liquid or a solid?
It's in this weird limbo of
like
both.
A liminality, one might say.
You know, there's a sense of voyeurism when you crack open an egg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you see
does the youngling know that you were entering its home?
Does it have perception outside of mine? I think, therefore, I am. Meredith, what's your favorite egg?
I think my favorite is like in between over easy and over medium. Like just the right amount of runny.
How do you know when it's runny?
I feel like it's in the sound. Like you listen to the sizzle and like you look at the color of the white. Like you don't want your whites to be runny.
No, runny whites are the downfall of the egg. That's the egg's Achilles heel. Mm.
Yeah, I agree.
That's runny whites.
Do people do that on purpose ever?
I hope not for my sake.
Is that bad for you?
I don't know.
I don't want it, but maybe some people do.
Wait, do you guys like runny yolks or not?
I used to hate runny yolks, but I have adopted them into my home.
I love it. Do you not?
I'm not a runny yolk kind of girl.
It depends on the dish.
Yeah, I'd agree. Do you dip things into the yolk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toast. I dip the egg toast. Back yeah, into the itself.
Sometimes it's not.
Oh, wow. You dip the egg back. Wow.
You can dip the whites
into
the yolk.
It's like a snake that eats its own tail.
Okay. Oh. No, oh, no, you take the floor.
I'm ready.
So. Who's the next person? I'm ready.
If you had to describe your favorite pair of shoes as an egg.
My favorite pair of shoes is an egg.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What type of egg would they be?
You take over, Meredith. I gotta do the thinking.
Like, what kind of egg would I want to put my feet in? I would.
Whoa!
Say,
whoa!
Oh, oh, whoa!
Whoa! That's Meredith an even better question. Yeah. What do you want to dip your feet in?
That's
what
so
kind
true.
Of egg?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Or eggs. It could be like a pile of them.
Maybe like a poached egg.
Like, okay.
Oh, I might feel kind of like I was like sliding around. Like, it would be really. Maybe I could like that could be a new sport. Like, you could slide
egg
like
slide.
Poached eggs on your feet.
Wow.
But they have to be really big eggs. Like, maybe like ostrich eggs.
Wow. I'm loving where this is going.
I feel like I would want to make like kind of a croc-esque shoe out of like hard-boiled eggs. You know, like a little squishy.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You get a little squish in there as you walk.
Like a rubber sole.
A rubber sole. Perfect for like the basketball court.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it'd be really satisfying to just step on a bunch of hard-boiled eggs.
You're just like, oh, it's squishy.
You know what's not satisfying?
What?
When you're wearing socks and step in a puddle.
Oh, that's bad.
Uh-oh.
That's, would you rather, you know, this is not a would you rather, like, nice things, but, like, forced things.
Right.
Be washing dishes and touch wet food, or be wearing socks and step in something wet.
That's...
Those are all cursed
things. Wait, how long?
Those are all cursed things. Yeah. I agree. I think, I don't know. Because then, like, when you, I feel like for me, like, when I step in something wet and my socks get wet, then my feet start to get itchy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're wearing shoes, it's bad, too.
And they never dry.
And they don't dry, and they keep itching. Mm. And you're, like, in the middle of the night, you're like, why are my feet itchy?
Yeah.
Oh, someone is... Is calling.
We have someone's calling?
We have a caller.
We have a caller on this?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So let's see who's calling in.
Ah. Oh my god. This is so exciting.
calm.
Oh, it's not.
Is it not popping up?
Is there a way to answer this caller?
Maybe, perhaps.
Are you on? we need to reset the profile right
okay,
now.
Okay, all right. Technical difficulties, folks. That's okay.
But,
keep calling.
Don't stop.
Keep that phone buzzing.
Don't stop till you get enough.
Exactly.
Don't stop till you get enough.
But until
then,
I agree.
Yeah. Until then, I think we should turn the egg over and ask...
Flip the egg on its side.
Make a little side boiled.
The greatest type of boiled.
Hello.
Oh, sunny side up.
And
And
Meg Farley. What's your favorite type of egg?
My favorite type of egg is okay. Fried. Super runny or poached on Eggs Benedict.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Or.
Oh. Sign of life. Sign of life.
Who's there?
Who be there? You came to the right place, my friend.
This is Bob's Discount Furniture.
Is Bob's Discount Furniture like only a Northeast thing? Like, is it?
I think so.
I've never.
Do you remember the turn in Bob's Discount Furniture commercials where they became like entirely claymation?
Wait, yes. Wait, Polina, or whoever is calling. I don't know who's there. do you have Bob's Discount Furniture in your section of the U.S.?
Yes, we do.
Oh, tell us more.
Remember that phase when Bob's Discount Furniture turned into a free-for-all candy store?
Wait, no.
Wait, what?
Wait,
time I've ever been to. I totally moved out of their candy. One time, on my way to the American Idol tour concert.
What?
In 2007.
What season? Wait, who won? Is that Adam Lambert?
In my heart, Sanjaya.
Oh my God.
I don't remember who
I went to that.
Won.
I had Sanjaya, yeah. I remember him. Mm-hmm. I think I went to that live concert as well.
Wow.
Wow. I'm sure you did.
You know what? I saw So You Think You Can Dance
Live. I don't
even
know who I'm speaking to, and I'm sure you
did. We went to X Factor auditions.
No one cares.
Just kidding. That's a thing.
Wait, what were the first concerts that all of you went to?
Oh, I know. I saw LaRue at the House of Blues. You know that song Bulletproof from way back?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Bulletproof.
You want to know who opened?
Who?
Far East Movement, who you might remember from Fly Like a
G6.
That's iconic.
I think...
Oh, yeah, you go. My gag.
I think my first concert was Star Wars in concert. I don't know. Like, I think I have to count it.
What does that mean?
It was like they played the Star Wars movie with a live orchestra. But it was like in a concert arena. Mm-hmm.
What?
Wait, that was at a concert venue?
Yeah, it was like in this huge, like, the Tacoma Dome.
Oh.
Heck yeah. It was intense.
Speaking of Star Wars, at Harvard graduation this year, the conductor for the Star Wars theme was there in the audience, so they wanted to honor him.
Right.
So one of the a cappella groups did the Star Wars theme for like the full 9 minutes of it, of just a cappella.
I'm sure everyone in the class is really so thrilled about that. Characterize my 4 years at Harvard.
Bugs, don't stop.
What were your first concerts?
My first concert was Big Time Rush at Six Flags New England.
Wow, it just keeps getting better.
That's Rush. No. It was a whole like it was like a collaboration. It was Big Time Rush, Jesse J, Cody Simpson, and LMFAO.
Cody Simpson. Wow. That is like, it doesn't get it better than that.
I know. Not one of them.
What about you, Meredith? Megadeth? Wow.
Meredith? I don't, like, since I'm from Austin, we like just were like at a lot of concerts when I was little. But I feel like my first one was maybe like, I think I saw Sheryl Crow with Lance Armstrong. Like, he's not a singer, but he's a cyclist. And she was like dating him. And
wow.
She went to that.
Was he just sitting on stage?
He was a skater boy.
Essentially, yeah. He was a cycler boy. He was on stage.
What about good old Polina?
Oh, I already said mine.
Wait, what was it?
Oh, yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm. It's a coincidence.
Yeah. Sanjaya.
Yeah.
I remember him.
Hasn't really been quite the same.
Poe, if you were an egg, what kind of egg would you be?
Maybe an egg dish.
Okay.
I would say like Florentine.
Fancy.
Ooh, that's nice.
Fancy gal.
Yeah. I'm just gonna leave that as is.
Would you be would you be a poached egg?
Oh.
I'm feeling set up right now, but do you really want to know me? Your audience.
You're right.
Well, as we've said before, our special guests that call in get a song.
Mm.
What can we do for you?
Well, so I asked her to play Wonderwall, but I would be really embarrassed if you actually did that. Let's see. What do we got? Can we play some Berhana?
Do you want Janet? Do you want Grayla?
Yes. Janet. I'm feeling Janet.
All right.
That bop.
Sounds good.
Vibe.
This one goes out to Polina.
Take it
away. It's coming, folks. This one goes out to all the girls in Great Neck.
Ooh, I'm not even there.
Not in Great Neck.
Take it away.
Hey, Mrs. Hubert, you think that they should hang with us? Can't feel my music, we used to dance so the lonelier us. Monk from my monastery, carried my bags out the door. Lit that shit with a big, hit a jig through the ash with the cash in the knapsack. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you? Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentics, academics. You're no nigga, never miss me. No, once I go into the diamond, his darkest diamonds. Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentics, academics. You're no nigga, never miss me. Listen, Janet, cool if I call you Janet. Been hanging on this branch in the canopy out in Canada. Man, just mangled my manager. Text say I'm about to vanish. What we doing this weekend? Was thinking it's time to dance, dance. Used to love me, I used to love you. We had the phone, we had the phone. But did you love me like I loved you? Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentics, academics. You're no nigga, never miss me. No, once I go into the diamond, his darkest diamonds. Wonder if you'll dismiss me. Maybe light skin or fit me. Decadentics, academics. You're no nigga, never miss me. No, once I go. Sit down, wonder. Sit down, wonder why I want love. I just want love. Sit down, wonder. Sit down, wonder. Sit down, wonder. I want love, I just want love. Sit I wonder. Sit I wonder. Sit I wonder. I just want love.
Won't you come over? If you don't come over, then I'm coming to you. Won't you come over? If you don't come over, then I'm coming to you. Oh, don't turn your back on me, baby, turn your back on me. You should know better than to fuck with me. Don't turn your back on me, baby, turn your back on me. You should know better than to fuck with me. You ask me, baby, yours or mine? Why even ask? You know I'm tired. If I have to call you one more time, don't make me that. Cause you can hang out with your boys if you want to. You know I'm easy with it, it's not a problem. But if you told me before, I would've turned my phone off, taken my clothes off. I don't want your stories down in writing. If you were sorry, then you would've been true. Do you really think it's worth us fighting? Oh, won't you come over? If you not cool. Cause I could've been out with my girls like it's my birthday. You know we're always celebrating every Thursday. So when you call me up and tell me that you wanna get together, then it better come together. I don't want your stories down in writing. If you were sorry, then you would've been true. Do you really think it's worth us fighting?
Should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay. Let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your fans teasing you about how sprung I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it come to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. Girl, what we do?
What we do?
And where we do?
And where we do?
The things we do.
Things we
are
do.
Just between me and you.
Yeah.
Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow, climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Drippin' wet with sweat, man, it's on. And poppin' on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I
take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have
we back with a update. We're currently got nose strips on our noses, and we're waiting for them to pull out all of our blackheads and our dirt.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Our clogged pores. How are you feeling so far with it on?
I'm feeling like my nose is wet. Yeah. But I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's a sign that it's gonna work.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what changes.
Yeah. What do we have some upcoming bops?
Yeah, we do have some upcoming bops.
And you guys should stay tuned because there's more bops coming.
There's so many more bops. What is your favorite bop? And time again, what bop do you turn to?
One bop that I always return to is Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj featuring Drake.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a bop that's kind of been a constant for mm-hmm. many years, probably since like 7th grade, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Charlotte?
I have so many types of bops.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
So many different... Because there's so many...
different occasions.
Yeah, bops for different hops.
Yeah.
For different stops.
I like it.
For different mops. But one bop that I just love is Pick Up the Phone by Young Thug and Travis Scott.
Yeah, what a good... And also...
Featuring Quavo.
Yeah.
The hit group
of course,
Migos.
Of course. A similar one...
Can't forget that.
In a similar vein, maybe I should say, is Kiss Me Through the Phone.
Oh, by That Boy Soulja?
Yeah. Okay. That's another classic.
Yeah, no, that's a good bop.
That's one that I turn to time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just...
What about, like, contemporary? Like, a bop of today?
Bop of 2017. Let me think. I really like that Dua Lipa song, New Rules.
Oh, yeah.
That's one's really popular. Catchy. That's uh-huh. a bop. What mm-hmm. about you?
I've been listening to a lot of, like, Nigerian pop music.
Mm.
So, my current bop is this song, this remix of Body Hot by Praise featuring Wizkid.
Wow.
That's good.
I don't know much about Nigerian pop, but I have watched Nollywood movies.
Uh-huh.
And they're quality.
Yeah.
You should check them out if you haven't.
I will.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
interesting.
We have some other contributors returning with their nose strips, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Here they are.
Hey. Oh, they have it half on because they're in their nose piercings.
Oh, these kids have some fresh nose piercings. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
They have to adjust accordingly.
Speaking of nose piercings.
Safety first.
Mm-hmm. I want a PSA. I want to hear a PSA.
Oh, give, yeah. Well, feed, let's give her what she wants.
Give the Sun King a PSA.
Oh, yes. The Sun King asks. I think Meredith Oldham will read the first half of this, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Or we could read every other word.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
You
want
to
yeah.
read every other word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you start.
If
you
have
a
computer
with
a
web
can
and
you
don't
use
it,
why
not
cover
the
camera
up
with
a
piece
of
opaque
tape
in
addition
to
government
programs?
There's
plenty
of
other
malware
and
viruses
that
can
hijack
the
computer's
camera
to
spy
on
you.
So
if
you me.
Charlotte Eccles, it says right there.
So
if
you
don't
use
it,
consider
covering
it
up. A message in the public interest.
From WMFO.
In Medford.
Tufts
Educational Radio. Well, thank you. Bravo. Yeah, wow. Cover up your computers.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want to give that PSA with anyone else.
Yeah, I don't. No, no, no.
No, no, no.
How could you dare?
No.
That was beautiful.
Wait, can the government really watch you through your... I mean, yeah, obviously it can because of our PSA. But hypothetically speaking, what are your thoughts?
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I like to pose for the FBI. You know?
Yeah.
I like to look cute for them.
I like to look my best.
You know?
Show them
your good. My, like, candlelit.
Yeah.
You know, brassiere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Vibes.
Yeah. In fact, I only go on my computer when I'm looking like, really good. Just for, mm-hmm. just
yeah.
for my
yeah,
FBI no, daddies. Viewers.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Those FBI daddies. Gotta yeah. look out.
Mm-hmm. Gotta keep an eye out.
FBI daddies. Mm-hmm. But speaking of looking good and speaking of daddies, there's just, you know, I just have this feeling, I don't know, Miguel, if you like relate to this, of just like, I feel like I just need to sing. I need to sing for the FBI through, you know, give them
so deeply. Yeah. I mean, song is a powerful form of seduction.
This goes out to you.
This is a serenade to the government spying on us.
Yes, we are putting on a this cabaret is for you.
This is for you. Take note.
Oh.
Yep.
Cabaret. Life is a cabaret.
All right, you know, let's just we need to
let's head on in
to get to it.
Get ready. Oh.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah, this intro is smooth.
She's like,
oh yes.
Are you ready to hit it, y'all?
I'm ready. You can.
Ooh, some choreo.
Yeah, some choreo. Dance work.
Look at you, my eyes.
Oh, what a classic bop.
Just in case, and all that extra holding Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Ow. Yeah. You're one of those guys who likes to shine the machine. You make me take off my shoes before you let me get in. I can't believe you kiss your car goodnight. Now come on, baby, get in. You must be joking, right?
So you got a car.
That don't impress me much.
Don't impress her much. That is the best song.
That is the best ever.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? Yeah. But, you know, Christmas is around the corner at WFO.
Just around the bend.
Oh, you're not wrong.
But you know what? I'm still salty about something.
What?
Know what I'm salty about?
What are you salty about?
Christmas of last year. You know? You know? Yeah. Yeah, because I gave you my heart. Very next day.
So, not the next day.
The next day.
The sun rose.
December 26th.
The sun rose.
The sun rose, and you broke my heart.
Too soon. Too soon.
But what's...
Oh,
do you... But she turned do you hear what I hear?
She turned
do
into song.
Do you hear what I hear?
The sleigh bells.
Dum 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 dum.